Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying
straight cash, homie,
or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this Woman Crush Wednesday, Bob Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We got a lot to get to, sports related. NBA's had their photo days. Practices started. They're already doing preseason hockey in the NHL. What the hell is going on here? Halloween's next month. But we still got plenty of baseball and certainly the NFL and college well into their seasons. We'll get into all of that and more, but right now let's count some dough. We'll buy ourselves.
I'm seeing a little red. A little red today. The Dow's down 128. The S&P's down 27. NASDAQ's down 131. DraftKings is down 29 cents. Under Armour's up a cent. $4.71.
One penny at a time. We'll get there.
Well, stock is currently down for J.J. McCarthy, nursing that sprained ankle. Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell says they're looking to get him back up to speed ASAP. However, in the meantime, Carson Wentz will remain the starter for Week 4, and he was more than solid in their blowout win over Cincinnati. A pair of passing touchdowns, no turnovers. We'll see how he fares against the Steelers defense this time around. But keep in mind, as we heard from Will Graves earlier, of course, the Vikings and Steelers playing in Dublin, and the Vikings staying overseas ahead of Week 5 when they play in London. So a full 2-week trip for them. Maybe safe to assume in that case that Wentz is locked in for at least 2 more starts at this point. But buy or sell, Vinny, Wentz will play well enough that Minnesota will actually have a tough decision to make when McCarthy is healthy.
I'm going to sell it. I think they got too much invested in McCarthy, and I think when McCarthy's healthy, he'll be back. But I'm happy for Wentz. You know, I mean, it's his childhood team and everything, so good for him because he has the ability to turn the ball over.
Well, I'll go over to baseball here, where MLB delivered some good news for those of us who have become completely enraged with the umpires yesterday, talking about the ABS challenge system. Going to be a part of Major League Baseball next year, meaning players can dispute an umpire's ball or strike call in real time. No need for replay, no need for a delay. This is almost instantaneous. They'd bring it up on the Jumbotron. Everyone in the stadium can see it together. They get the call right there. Now, a good chunk of younger players across the league should already be familiar with this. They experienced it being utilized in the minors, and pretty much everyone else got a trial period taste of it in spring training this year. Bob, I know you've been the most vocal, or as vocal as anyone out there.
I'm down.
About the need for this, but I'm going to take it a step further. Buy or sell, the challenge system isn't enough. Every pitch should be determined by the system instead of human umpires.
Buying it! It's like tennis.
Yep.
Should be no ambiguity. Strike's a strike, ball's a ball. And a lot of these guys that come up with hit tools, Dylan Beavers, for instance, that we've seen, they're used to it. They swing strikes. Now, if you're baffled by a pitch, it is what it is. But I like the fact that it's going to be instantaneous. And Jim Hunter and I were talking yesterday on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. There was a game a couple of nights ago, Padres, where the home plate ump missed like 20 balls or strikes. It's enough's enough. Make it happen. I would take a robot similar to the one from Lost in Space as opposed to Laz Diaz not knowing what the hell's going on back there.
I know Tony Mancelino mentioned this, but there is strategy with it as well, right? You only get 2 in your back pocket. Just like the NFL, though, if you get it right, you don't lose it.
And it's the pitcher, catcher, and batter that call for it.
Right. But Mancelino's right. I mean, you don't want to burn it on the first at-bat of the night.
No doubt.
Even if there is an egregious call there, you're probably still thinking, oh, man, I probably want to save it for, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th inning. So.
Yeah, things get so bad, Mr. Splash was challenging stuff from out there in left center field.
All right. How about one more here in the NFL? Russell Wilson, we know he's out as Giants starting QB. A rough start to the season. Even the one game where he lit it up stats-wise, the results was still an overtime loss, and he did have the costly pick in OT. 4 years post-Seattle for him. That's hard to believe. It's already been 4 years, but his numbers have taken a consistent dip year after year. Only 11 games played for Pittsburgh a year ago. That was a roller coaster to begin with. And barring injury, not really going to get much run the rest of this year either. So now at 36 years old, all of a sudden someone who 10 years ago was probably considered a no-doubt future Hall of Fame quarterback, Super Bowl winner, 9-time Pro Bowler, all of a sudden he's fading into the background. His greatness from his early days, it's almost forgotten at this point. But buy or sell, Vinny, Wilson has actually put his Hall of Fame candidacy in doubt by the way he's played the past few years.
I'll sell that. You know, I mean, he's been at it a long time, and he's got a lot of good things that he's done with Seattle. But, yeah, the last 4 years has not been pretty. Whoever, the guy that's pushing him has really got to push. You know, like Clark Judge told us, you get one guy who's like your sponsor that gets up, the media person that does the talking to the committee. His person from Seattle has got to get up and just sell all the Seattle stuff to the committee.
Yeah, he built up a lot of equity
in
his Seahawk days, but since then, yikes, below average quarterback.
Made a lot of money.
But where does he go from here?
His wife.
To the broadcast booth, like everybody else.
I don't know. I mean, these guys just don't want to walk away. I feel like it's a Flacco type thing.
Well,
Aaron Rodgers type
thing. He's not going to have the opportunity, I don't think.
Could be.
Well, we come back. Jim Hunter is going to be joining us for the final time in 2025, at least during the regular season. Talk about the year that was for the Orioles. Bad. Look ahead to the playoffs a little bit. Speaking of the playoffs, we got an MLB report coming up. 1:15, two teams clinched last night. Playoff spots. One team's in the midst of maybe the biggest choke job in the history of baseball. We'll get into all of that. Coming up at 12:45, our heroes of the week that was week 3 of the National Football League season. Then for NFL lunch, we're going to talk to you. Join us for some football fun at the top of the hour. 410-583-1057. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny. It's Haney. It's Nolan here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.